Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There.
That's
like
not
a bad
hurt.
Show.
Yeah. Don't get thrown off. Did you fix it?
Not really, but I'll make it work. Anyway.
Wiggle it.
Just a little bit.
Good morning.
Wiggle it. Just, you know that song?
I
little
do.
Bit.
What was
As it?
As it
booze. Tag He's team got, back again.
Oh,
no, it's not
no.
Just the same song.
Sounds like the same song. It's a throwback
TK,
Monday.
TKA. TKA.
Is that what it was?
K7.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Are they the ones that did that swing bada 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 swing?
Yes. Yes. DJ Nonstop, who is a former B96 mixmaster.
Yes.
DJ Nonstop used to be in that group.
Oh, really?
K7. Yeah.
The swing bada bada song?
That literally.
Wow.
So when we were growing up, I mean, that's our older cousin. When we were growing up, I mean, you know, he was doing all the cool stuff. Then he went to go DJ for DMX.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
So he has, like, awards and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to hear stories. I feel like all of the stories are where we want to be.
Wear a condom because it's dirty stories. Some dirty stories.
Walk in like a plastic bag. Okay, I'm ready.
Could you imagine being a DJ for, a freestyle group during the freestyle era?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Wear a condom because it's going to be dirty out there. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No social distancing.
We were trying to, you know what, guys? We were trying to do this thing. We talked about it last week. And I think that we should do it today.
You want to try it?
Yeah, we're going to try it. You guys want to be here. This is our first time doing it. Bear with us. Nina, hopefully you got a couple stories over there.
I mean, I got all kinds. You got to start giving me a genre.
We're calling this the top six at six.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the top six stories at 6 a.m. So that way, we're not necessarily boring you with our lives and pop culture. We're marrying them together in the form and six quick hit thingies.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, for example, it would sound like this.
No.
The B96, 9 most wanted. Number 6.
Actually, see, that's why this is the first one.
Number 6.
Okay, go ahead.
Number 6 is that it was Father's Day over the weekend.
So those dad jokes hit a little different this weekend?
I guess. I was actually, I'll tell you this right now. It was weird. Getting all the calls and being like honored because we as children of our fathers have like we our whole life made toys and presents and things for our dad and thinking to ourselves like wow our dad's so cool and you know you write cards and you say oh my god you've been there for me for everything and what a great example.
And now you're that guy.
And I'm 2 months into my job and everybody's like, dude, happy Father's Day. I'm like, I really didn't do anything. And then Nicole's like, you've changed a lot of diapers, whatever. But the point is that it's different when you're a part of it because you're getting all these text messages and you're like, what is going on here?
So what did that feel like, though? Were you like embarrassed or like, thanks, guys, I'm ready?
It felt undeserving.
Okay.
I didn't feel like I deserved it. I didn't feel like I deserved to be in the same genre as some of these men that have raised some amazing people, right? So I feel like I haven't earned that yet. So I understand that I'm part of the crew.
It's
the
welcome
crew.
It's like you're welcome to the
yeah.
team.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it was.
Exactly.
Like
so
your
it was
welcome
cool.
party.
Okay, that worked.
All right.
Number five.
Okay, ooh. Should we go pop culture now?
No, it's you. Your story.
Oh,
first
my
story is ours.
Guys, the Victoria's Secret half yearly sale is on right now. And your girl stocked up on all kinds of bras. I'm super excited about it because I got most of them completely half yeah. off. So that's cool. I'm just kind of one of those people, though, that doesn't go out there and buy all like the pretty bras. I yeah. buy all the practical bras, like okay. the kind that will turn into the razor back and the kind that will give you like the push up. I got like five new bras.
So you spent like $1,000.
I had a gift card left over from Christmas
oh.
that I found when I was cleaning my room. So I was like, wow, today is going to be a good day.
Okay.
Let me get that bottle of wine and sit here because it takes a while when you're shopping online.
I felt like that was when you're shopping online, it is kind of tough, but
in case you're interested, Victoria's Secret half yearly sale.
Okay, I like that.
Number four.
What you got over there, dude?
Okay, Post Malone got a haircut and a new tattoo. Now, this guy posted a picture last night. Half his head shaved, half of his head is covered with a skull. So okay. he has another one. And he, the little caption says, I cut my hair even shorter. Also, skeletons are cool. All right, that's the story.
Okay.
Okay, what else we got?
I like that.
Number three.
So, D.L. Hughley, the comedian.
Yeah.
Which is funny, by the way. I was trying to watch a comedy special with Nicole over the weekend. And I was like, babe, you want to watch D.L. Hughley? And she's like, who? Mind you, Nicole's half black, half white, and 20-something. And I thought to myself, is the Kings of Comedy outside of her, like, database? Telephone tone, you're young. Do you know? Have you ever heard of Kings of Comedy? Oh, okay.
Maybe that's just not her jam. Like, that's not her theme.
Anyway, so I go, D.L. Hughley. I was like, babe, you got to watch this. So anyway, I was talking about D.L. Hughley, but needless to say, D.L. Hughley was doing a show in Tennessee, fainted on stage, and then
Thanksgivings, where they were immigrants.
That's where he faints.
Oh, my God, scary.
I got you. Thank you, everybody, for your prayers and well wishes. When I came, I was being treated for extreme exhaustion and dehydration.
And then
but it turns out they ran a battery of tests. And I also tested positive for COVID-19.
Wow. See? Wow.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of things here. One, you think it's okay to go out to these places to go watch people. And you're thinking about the people around you. How is there not something in place to know that the guy that's actually performing has COVID-19?
Right.
How did he not get to? My brother got a swab on his cheek and found out the results in 5 minutes here in Chicago.
Where did he? Really? Okay,
yeah,
we'll talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I'm saying the capability is there to figure yeah. it out in 5 minutes. How does someone have the ability to go on stage, faint, then get
get tested? You've been in a room with all of those people.
And they were saying that everybody in the room in the comedy club, nobody was wearing a mask.
And they all have to go get tested, or they should
That's
all
crazy.
Go get tested.
So
wow.
That was number three.
Number two.
So the hot dog eating contest is still going on as planned
okay.
on the 4th of July. And Joey Chestnut has his own plan, and that's that he's going to beat the Guinness Book of World Records record. He plans to eat 77 hot dogs this year.
Okay.
74 is the current title, if you will, but now he thinks because of the way the setup is, though they're doing the hot dog eating contest, no fans yeah. obviously,
right.
it's going to be inside and there's going to be AC blasting, so he feels like that's what's going to help him really smash the
yeah.
dogs because it's going to be a better surrounding.
I think that we should have a hot dog eating contest between you and I in here. But like a real one. I'm not shoving no damn hot dogs down my throat.
Like not like buns or with buns? Do they do
no,
it with buns?
They do with buns, but they like dip them in water so that they
oh,
go
okay.
down faster.
I'm down.
No?
No, I'll totally do it.
Telephone tone is looking at us like he's going to destroy us.
He wants to play too. Actually, it's funny because like a week ago, Jason Derulo just challenged The Rock. So like we could be in that category
oh,
too.
Geez.
Gabe just challenged me to hot dog eating. Who you think is going to win that
was
one?
Was that number two or number three?
That was two.
That was number two. All right.
Number one.
Number one.
Make it a
one,
good story.
One.
What's it going to be?
Now, the cool thing about the top six of six is that it can include anything.
So what?
We don't want it to just be pop culture. We don't want it to just be about us. Sometimes we got stupid stories too.
What else?
For example, there is something that is selling out online, Nina. Selling out online. Like, what do they say? Como hotcakes.
Okay.
I see me meet the hotcakes.
All right.
And this is what there's.
Introducing the Travel John, disposable urinal bags that are convenient, unisexed, sanitary personal
hey.
Urinals containing Lixorb technology. Travel John products are also
Travel
great
John.
For pee emergencies.
And there's emergencies. You see what they did there?
That's what.
All right.
That's funny.
Selling out online, though. But you could imagine that. Listen, if there's... Okay, stop laughing. If there's one thing that's absolutely disgusting, it's urinals. We know this.
Oh,
and if
you're
trying to stop the spread of a disease, the last place you want to be is the most disgusting place on earth, which is a urinal.
So you just excuse yourself to the side real quick and pull out a bag?
Maybe a tree. Maybe a...
Can you do it in a car?
Side of a wall?
Do you think they would work in a car?
I'm sure somebody driving right now that's listening to us is like, I have a... Did I get do number one again?
Number one.
I have a pee urinal. All right, the top six is six every weekday
that's
morning.
That's fine. I like
6 o'clock.
It.
I did too. No, it's B96. Justin Bieber, Quavo, right here on B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina, and it is time for that throwback, throwback time. Sometimes I feel like, listen, if you don't know, Nina and I are musical people. We just don't highlight that on this show.
Right.
Basically, if I wanted to freestyle, just give me a wow, and I'll just snap. Snap.
Here we go. We're warming up
telephone
right
tone.
Now.
Telephone tone is bobbing his head.
He's giving it to you in real time.
All right. The game is called TBT, Throwback Trivia, kind of like our musical careers.
Something like that,
they're
right?
Throwbacks. We're going to give you information about a TV show, a song, and a question about a movie.
Yeah. Something about those things. And if you know the answers, then you're going to get an even better song. 877-591-9696. Do you want to play?
For example, here's a question about a movie. Life of Pi was an incredible visual movie released in 2012. It stars Pi, Siraj Sharma, who was left on the lifeboat with one other animal.
What animal is it? 877-591-9696.
How old school are you? Come answer the question and two others, and we'll finish this TBT game, all right? That's next with Gabe and Nina on B96. Call up now. Jim and LaGrange, are you ready to play TBT?
Yes, I am.
All right, three questions. One about a song, a TV show, and a movie. You get all three right. We got a little song for you to tell you how old school you are.
Ready for you, Jim.
All right, question number one, Jim. In the 2015 smash hit, Hello, this singer belts the words, Hello from the other side.
Jim, who sings that song?
I know the song, but I cannot think of who it is.
Jim, you know.
Jim, hello? It's me.
You're looking.
Oh, it's Adele.
Yeah.
It's
Adele.
You just had to say it's me, and then Jim knew. She called him.
And I knew. Jim, and I just thought somebody about losing all kinds of weight.
Right. Jim, somebody, yeah, that she lost all the weight. Jim, somebody left it on my voicemail one time, and I just got so mad at them. I was like, why don't you just call me for real? Anyway, question number two. Life of Pi was an incredible visual movie released in 2012. It stars Pi, Siraj Sharma, who is left on a lifeboat with one other animal.
What is that animal, Jim?
That's a tiger.
Yes, it is. Okay, doesn't 2012 seem like so long ago? That's 8 years ago.
No, actually, 2012 feels like it shouldn't have been that long ago. But when you say 8 years, it that's is a when whole, I'm like, oh, great.
Jim, it is a whole first through eighth grade away. You could have graduated from elementary school by that time. All right,
I graduated high school in 99, so I'm old.
Oh, Jim.
Jim's so old school.
Okay.
Only if you get this right.
Here's your last one about a TV show. Netflix released a winner in 2017 when it put Jason Bateman as the lead actor in a show. He relocates his family to Missouri so he can launder some money.
Oh, my God. This show's so good, by the way, Jim. What is it?
That's a great show. It's Ozark.
Yes, it is, Jim.
Jim.
Man, I've been to that show.
You old school. Go, Jim. You old school. Go, Jim. You old school, Jim. What dance are you doing now? The Cabbage Patch or the Running Man?
I was going with the sprinkler.
Oh, yeah. Classic. Even better.
Jim, where are you on your way to right now?
I'm actually heading out to Glendale Heights for work. I got to deliver some beer.
Oh, Jim, when you drop off that beer, you stop and you give them the sprinkler.
Oh, I was going to say, on the way back, stop by B96 Studios. We'll take some of those.
That too.
Jim, have a great day. Way to keep everybody, not thirsty. Way
refresh.
To keep, hydrated.
Way to keep everybody hydrated.
Hydrated.
All right, Jim, have a good one.
Guys, I was swiping all weekend. I'm so proud of myself. On Bumble BFF. So, not swiping for guys. Gabe and Nina on B96. I was just telling Gabe about it, so we decided to tell you guys about it, too.
It was, she said, I'm doing Bumble BFF. And I was like, Bumble BFF?
Like, what is that?
What's Bumblebee? I know what Bumblebee is. I know what a Bumblebee is. It hurts when it stings you. And then FF, like, Flashback Friday. So, it's Bumblebee's Flashback Fridays?
Nah, but that was a nice try. It is kind of like a flashback. to when you're in school trying to make new friends. So Bumble has this option. You know, it's the app where women, you know, facilitate the conversation if you're trying to date, but they also have a version of it where you can swipe to try to make friends. Now, I do have friends, but this weekend, a couple of them just happened to be out of town or just out of commission. And I found myself like, well, what do I do? Who do I call? So when I first moved here, like four of my friends have moved away. The other ones that are left were all gone. So I went on to Bumble BFF and I've never experienced something so weird. It's kind of fun and kind of weird at the same time.
Okay, let's go back to the point where you're waking up. Because can I read your text message that you sent me?
Sure.
All right, so Nina sends me a text message. This is Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Jeez, I got to go back because I got all these like
Happy Father's Day
text messages. Here we go. Nina texts me at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. She says, okay, be proud of me. I'm swiping on Bumble BFF. This is the weirdest thing I've ever done, swiping to make new friends. And then I said, 2020. I said, well, maybe somewhere there's a girl out there doing the exact same thing as you.
Yeah.
So take me to the point where, because that's 11 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
What time did you wake up?
5. So Friday, I was low-key just talking on the phone to some of my friends sitting on my patio because everybody's gone out of town. And I just feel like with COVID, it's not the time to go venture out by yourself. Because then when am I going to go talk to strangers that I don't know where you've been? I opted to stay in. I woke up super early and I was like, man, but I'm really bored. Like, I really need to do something.
Okay.
So I got on Bumble. Well, first I Googled how to make friends. At least I can laugh at myself.
I think it's hilarious.
And actually, the weirdest part about the app, though, is that so many people...
Wait, what did Google say?
Oh, Google said, like, meetups. And then I said specifically how to make friends in Chicago. It was, like, different meetups and then museum things. And I'm like, man, I can't really do any of this stuff right now. The safest way to meet people is on these apps.
I got to be honest, Nina. You know, Nicole's not from here. She's from Connecticut originally. And she has said this, whereas, you know, I think Chicago is just an amazing place. There's so many people. There's people everywhere. But she always reminds me how Chicago is very clicky. And then she said, she's like, it's very difficult to infiltrate people's circles because Chicago still got that small town vibe where people have their own groups of people. So it's hard to, like, then penetrate that group.
Well, and then how do you even start to penetrate that group? And like I said, I did make a bunch of friends when I moved here, but half of them moved away.
Yeah.
And so now, but the weird thing about this app is a lot of the people on there are locals. And their friends are either married or moved away.
Sure.
And so now they're trying to make new friends. And then there's some, they're like, I moved into the city from the suburbs. And so then they're trying to make new friends.
So, did you match?
Yeah.
Air quotes, match with somebody?
Yeah, I feel like I swipe right on just about everybody. And so I've been messaging with these girls.
I want all the friends.
When I tell you this is the weirdest thing I've ever done,
okay. It
is.
When we come back, we're actually going to hear how it went. Did Nina make some friends? And does she have any freights? Friend dates.
Oh,
see what I did?
Well, oops.
Well, we'll find out the rest of the story.
Gabe and Nina on B96. Now, I know I just opened up about how I've been swiping to make a new friend.
Nothing to be ashamed about, Nina.
It's not even that I'm ashamed, but it is kind of awkward. But we've talked about this before, and you probably know, as an adult, it's harder to make friends. And especially if you're in a city where you're not from and people have their lifelines already here.
So was this the first time you had been on this Bumble BFF?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
So, damn, after one day of swiping, how many friends did you make? How many biffles did you make?
I have 4 new biffs, which is actually kind of a lot.
That seems like a ton.
Yeah, it is. And then there's also 43 other people that swiped on me that I haven't gone to yet.
Typical.
So that's really exciting. We're going to have a big, good girl group.
Well, Nina, what you should do is you should start like a meetup hangout. Like have people meet up in Millennium Park.
Yeah, some of these girls are trying to do that to get some other people on Bumble VFF.
That's what I'm saying. You should do like a Thursday wine in the park, and then everybody comes, and then you guys can be social distance in Millennium Park, and everybody can have like their little towel that they can sit on, and then be like, "What's up, Biffs?"
Yeah, and if this works, I'm gonna be like, "Why didn't I do that sooner?" Now all of a sudden,
I'm
got friends
you.
Everywhere.
I'm telling you, this is a good one. Was there any creepers on there, Nina?
No, honestly, no. And it's pretty funny because they all kind of agree with me. And it's like, you know, ladies look out for each other for the most part, right?
Okay, wait. Take me to the initial conversation. Like, when you talk to them, are you like, hey, girl?
No,
are you like this? Are you like this? Hey, girl, sup?
No, because you don't want to be creepy.
Are you like, my lizard got away and I'm trying to catch it? Get over here, lizard. You know how you told me the guys be doing that one? No.
Yeah, this is a lot easier than talking to guys. That's for sure. Actually, it took me a while to write my own profile because I wanted to sound fun.
Oh my God.
For people to like swipe on me. No, like to one girl, I just asked her if she's been to any patios and like I've been a little chicken. And then she was like, yeah, I've been out in Wicker Park. I'm having a great time. I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah. Now we should go get wine. I get
that. Oh, so that's what this is. I'm not like dates. It's like you, how many text messages before you guys decide to go drink together?
I don't know how this works. I've never done this before. I'm making friends on an app. What is life?
Hey, man, if you want to be Nina's friend, no need to go out and be Bumble BFF. Just slide her in the DMs. Not girls, though.
Yeah, yeah. No creeps.
Nina's like, unless you're hot.
No. Just kidding. Anyway, just wanted to share. So if you're like me, sexist. You're not alone.
That's sexist that guys can't be on Bumble BFF.
I mean, right.
This is a rhythm. This is sexist.
Oh, it's not.
Gabe and Nina, B96, currently 71 degrees. Should be going up to low to mid 80s today, but there's definitely going to be rain in the forecast. Starting right around like 9 o'clock, depending on where you're at in the city. But it's literally going to be going all day today.
So enjoy the sun right now while we have it.
Literally until tomorrow at this time, 7 a.m.
Oh, great.
So from 9 a.m. today till tomorrow at 7 a.m., it's going to be raining throughout the day. So I say that to tell you while you're driving to work, make plans for this evening. Because if you get home after work and it's raining and you're not doing anything, you're going to be bummed.
Oh, it's true.
You're going to be mad at your boyfriend. You're going to be mad at your girlfriend because it's raining. Plan ahead of time what you're going
to
do. Nicole and I literally been texting her.
To
and
make
I'm
a
like,
plan?
I've already made it.
Oh, I love it.
I
what
said,
is
babe,
it?
We need to do a 1 hour workout circuit.
Okay.
Because we have a treadmill in our house now. So I'm like, some weights, some treadmills, and then the baby. That's the circuit.
So, like, you take turns, so and then you pass the baby.
You go on
pass
the treadmill, the baby. You go and get the weights, and then you get a baby for the rest.
That's funny.
So make sure you're doing something like that today, guys.
I got a plan, too, guys. It's cracking a bottle and sitting in front of the TV. No, I'm just kidding. I'll do something.
She'll be swiping on Bumble BFS.
Shut
so
up.
Make sure you're out there. All right. So last week, I'm still hungry because I'm waiting for my steak.
Okay, Father's Day weekend, you've been busy all weekend.
The fellas won all 5 days last week. And I just want to give a rest. I'm doing my claps in a circle.
That's he really did give you a round of applause. Dad jokes.
All right, so my fellas that are out there, the smart ones, the one that want to continue this winning streak that the guys have, I need you to call us up right now, 877-591-9696.
Ladies, you heard that. We cannot allow another victory in a row. Monday, Man-Eater Monday. Let's make it that. 877-591-9696. Man-Eaters.
Let's play Wake Up Wars. And then again, at 7:05, it is going to be the baby daddy check-in. All right, let's get one guy, one girl to play Wake Up Wars next on B96. All right, all my fellas out there. Wake Up Wars is next right here on B96. So we need a guy to come represent for Team Gabe if you want to play. 877-591-9696. We'll go ahead and get you on for that. But first,
let's do it.
That's me. That's me.
Coming off your first Father's Day.
So it's Gabe and Nina, B96, time for the baby daddy check-in. If this is your first time hearing it, you're going to get two dad jokes and a baby update. For example, I was talking to my boss, and he was like, hey, are you good at PowerPoint? And I was like, I excel at it. And he was like, was that a Microsoft Office pun? And I said, word.
You sat at work today.
You sat at work, guys. All right, so the baby daddy update is this. I had no idea as a new dad that it was possible to poop while you fall asleep.
Wait, what? Not you, though.
No, trust me, not me. My little girl, Whitney, I'm looking at her, and I'm like, she's falling asleep, and her eyes start to close, and all of a sudden, you hear.
She's just really letting herself relax.
Out of her butt, and I'm like, baby girl, are you literally falling asleep while you're pooping? Because I didn't know that that was a thing. So that's the baby daddy update today.
Wow.
Is that it is actually possible to poop and then literally fall asleep and in your own poop.
I feel like if you're a baby, it's possible to poop under any circumstances.
I have no idea. All right, Nina, your second baby daddy joke.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, in the quarantine, everybody's trying to figure out new things to do.
Right.
Mine is I'm making a new documentary on how to fly a plane.
Okay.
We're currently filming the pilot.
If you steal these jokes, you better make sure you tell everybody where you heard them.
Two dad jokes, one baby update every day at 7:05. And we're still looking for you to play Wake Up Wars. 877-591-9696.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war. Wake Up Wars on B96.
Gabe and Nina, happy Monday, everybody. Again, it is 71 degrees. The rain is coming right around 9 o'clock all day today. So just prepare for that mentally, all right? And then who we want preparing for Wake Up Wars and representing for the guys, we got Brandon in Oak Forest. Good morning.
What's going on?
I like
okay,
it.
Okay, good energy there, Brandon. And our secret
weapon. We're vibing.
I like that. But I got to tell you, we've got a secret weapon on this Maneater Monday, and it's Adriana on the West Side. Welcome to Wake Up Wars.
What's up?
I told you she was our secret weapon. She sounds like a sweetheart, but then she's coming in for the kill.
Brandon, the ladies are kind of taking part in meh Monday, because that's what they've been doing the last couple of weeks, all right? The fellas have won, so you get to decide, Brandon, who goes first today on Wake Up Wars.
Hey, ladies first always. You got to be a gentleman.
All right.
Thank you, Brandon. Hang on real quick. Adriana, it's time. You're going to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, that Chicagoland question, and whoever gets the most right wins today. Your first
theme.
Okay, no pressure. Kind of. First female-centered question. This French personal care and beauty chain can be found in almost every mall and even on Michigan Avenue. The store is easily recognizable by its black and white stripes outside of the store and on its little bags when you check out. What store is it?
Sephora?
Yeah, it is. Okay, second question.
Okay.
Crackshot, Raven, and Dark Voyager are three of the most popular skins on what popular video game? Let's just try to get the Chicagoland question, Adriana, okay? It's headquarters week on the show. We're going to tell you about a company that's based in the Chicagoland area, and then you're just going to tell us which one it is. This hardware store is all over the Chicagoland area, but it's not named Home Depot or Lowe's. That's a big hint. It is, however, based in Oak Brook, Illinois, and is also the highest card in the deck. What is the name of the store?
Oh, Ace Hardware.
Way to redeem yourself there, Adriana.
I'm going to put on a hold real quick and not ask her any more questions in case she curses, all right?
Brandon, don't curse.
Brandon and Oak Forest, number one, don't curse, all right? That's going to be your number one. You can win if you don't curse.
Yeah.
All right. Your first Adriana got two questions correct today, all right? So you got some work to do. You ready, Robert? Or excuse me, Brandon?
I'm ready.
Brandon, my bad. All right, your first female-centered question. This French personal care and beauty chain can be found in almost every mall and even on Michigan Avenue. The store is easily recognizable by its black and white stripes outside of the store and on its bags. What is the name of the store?
Oof. Man, Sephora?
Good job.
Good guess. You got a girl. Go get her a gift card to that
question
store.
Number two, Brandon. Crackshot, Raven, and Dark Voyager are three of the most popular skins on what popular video game?
Fortnite.
And for the victory. It is headquarters week on the show, Brandon. So we're going to tell you about a company that is based here in the Chicagoland area, and you're going to tell us which one it is, all right?
All right.
This hardware store is all over the Chicagoland area, but it is not named Home Depot or Lowe's. It is, however, based in Oak Brook, Illinois, and it's also the highest card in a deck. What is the name of the hardware store?
Ace Hardware.
Okay, enough. Congratulations, Brandon. Good job.
Adriana, with your little potty mouth, with your little potty mouth, Brandon got all three questions correct today, giving the victory to the fellas.
I know. My soul hurts a little bit.
The answers to the questions, number one, you guys both got it right. It is Sephora.
The game with the skins is Fortnite.
No, don't curse again.
Stop. Let's not go back there. Too soon.
Question number three. It is Ace Hardware is the one that you guys get right. So, Adriana, Brandon, thank you guys so much for playing today, okay?
That was fun.
And thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
Oh, Brandon, you too. Both of you guys have a great day.
Phenomenal. Maybe tomorrow I take the girls and you take the guys.
Oh, stop it.
Maybe.
Well, you think you're the lucky charm and I'm just out here.
I'm the Applejack.
All right, well, let's be Cocoa Puffs tomorrow. Ladies, let's be Cocoa Puffs. Don't let anybody take away your chocolatey milk.
We're just playing tricks out here, guys.
All right. That was Wake Up Wars. Join us weekdays, 7:10. Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96.
And it's like cannon fire back and forth for hours.
It sounded like it could have been in a war zone. It's very worrisome.
The fireworks have been absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
It's way too loud. It's very scary.
We have a young boy who's 7 years old who's shaken out of his bed every single night.
Last night, there was a guy standing in the middle of the road with a Roman candle in the middle of oncoming traffic.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of out of control.
Well, all right, that's not safe, first of all.
Here's what I want you to do. The number here is 877-591-9696. That's the number to B96. If you, last night or over the weekend, we're being bombarded by fireworks like the rest of Chicago.
Yeah.
Then I want you to call us up, but I want to know where you were at. Mm. I want to know where you, like what area you live in so I can know like where the fireworks were, because it seems like, I don't know what is going on.
Everywhere. I felt like my patio was shaking. 877-591-9696. Call and tell us where you were.
So you were in the West Loop.
I was in the West Loop. I was on my patio. It was Saturday night, and it was such a beautiful night. I was like meditating, drinking wine, relaxing. All of a sudden, it's like, bah, 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 and everything is shaking. You can see people out on their balconies just looking at like, what is happening right now? You brace yourself, because it didn't even sound like.
How did it sound again?
Bah, 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 bah. It wasn't even like the fireworks I remember as a kid. It was like, poo.
It was a.
What are you doing? Let me keep going.
This is my sound like boom, boom, boom.
You feel the bass in your car.
But yeah, I just felt like, so me, obviously I got my daughter.
Oh my God.
So it's like 9:30. We're trying to put her down in the bassinet and she's like, you know, she's laying down quiet, peacefully. And then all of a sudden, like her arms start flailing. And this is that we don't have a dog.
That's,
you know,
scary.
What I mean? I know that everyone like deals with that stuff. So again, it's been a problem. People have been shooting off fireworks for the last week now, but I want you guys to call us up and tell us where you live so we can kind of hear where that is at. All right. We got Erica. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. All right. So where are you at?
I am in Chicago. I actually just relocated last week. My job transferred me out here, and I am staying in North Central Park Avenue, north side of Chicago.
Okay, wait. Okay, I don't want to know exactly where you live, but if you live on Central Park, you're kind of in the hood a little bit. So whereabouts? Give me like 100. Give me like 100, like a 1,200 Central Park or like 4,000 Central Park?
4,000.
Oh, okay. So you're up north. You're but they're still shooting off fireworks by like Irving Park.
I mean, she's probably like, is this my welcome wagon? The fireworks are here. Erica's arrived.
Not going to lie. All my friends and family that are from Chicago that live in Salt Lake City, they're like, yo, be careful. And I'm like, oh, I live on the north side. It's okay. And I get here and I don't know what's fireworks and what's not, because I'm new.
Erica, let me ask you this. Nina did a good rendition of what her fireworks sounded like. Let me hear what your fireworks sounded like.
Oh, I can't even. It sounded like Baghdad. No exaggeration. And a couple of times, No joke. Sometimes it literally set off my car alarm, so I had to get up and go turn off my car alarm.
See, Erica, that's the other thing too.
My car alarm.
The sound effects in everybody else's houses. She's got the fire or the car alarm outside. Babies are crying. You got dogs barking and. Wow.
All right, 877-591-9696. Where were you at? Whether it was the city or the suburbs, I kind of want to know. And then I want to know your thoughts on that. Like, what are your thoughts about fireworks going off before 4th of July? And I'll tell you why people are doing it next. Gabe and Nina, B96. I was trying to play Katy Perry Fire.
All right.
Okay, we are going to hear from an expert, a scientific expert, who's going to explain why, in fact, people are shooting off more fireworks than they ever have before. But first, we want to talk to the people because it's been happening. Jackie on the north side, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so do you have a dog? Do you have someone that was affected by the fireworks? What's your story?
No, I'm actually calling because I'm kind of part of the problem.
Oh, oh my God, Jackie. What were you setting off, Jackie?
We blow up fireworks almost every day. It's like we're celebrating birthdays and graduations and Father's Day.
It's Father's Day. Fireworks.
Blowing them up.
First of all, Jackie, let's do this. Let's pinpoint the culprit. You actually went to Indiana to go buy these fireworks, didn't you?
My boyfriend and his family are like really big, like firework people, His brother-in-law actually lives in Indiana.
Ah, okay. Let me get this then, because there was a lot of fireworks going off yesterday, but I want to be able to pinpoint yours. What did yours sound like yesterday? Right.
Boom. We're setting off the car alarm.
Oh, my God. And Jackie says it. As soon as the firework goes off, she's like, boom, baby.
I'm going to give you the sound, but I'm going to take off the M, and I'm going to go boo, boo to you for doing that.
You woke up Gabe's baby.
Thanks for the call. I mean, it happened. Listen, I am a part of the East Garfield Park Facebook group.
Okay.
And it says this one lady, I won't say her last name, Marsha. She says, I'm tired of the explosives. This is too much. There are veterans who have post-traumatic stress disorder, elderly, and babies, not to mention dogs that are terrified. I've had enough. People are upset about these fireworks.
That's true, though.
Lynetta on the south side. I'm sorry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So fireworks are pretty bad over by your place, too?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You all have it good. You say it's only happening for a week. It's been going on since May for us.
Oh, man.
What are people celebrating?
Since the early part of May, they've been shooting off fireworks every single day. Soon as the sun goes down, we're hearing fireworks all night long.
Lynetta, isn't it the worst? Because then they start going off at like 7:30, and you're like, it's not even dark outside.
Right? What are y'all doing?
And then the worst part, Lynetta, you know, I'm from Chicago, born and raised here, and then sometimes you just hear that M80, and you're like, wait a second. Was that a gunshot?
Yes.
Was that a gunshot? Or was that a firework? I'm not quite sure.
And it sounds like war around my neighborhood.
Of course it does. Lynetta, thanks for the call. And that's what they're saying, that complaints about fireworks are on the rise across the country, not just in Chicago, but everywhere else. But there is a therapist and a psychologist that is saying why people are doing this.
It's this pent-up frustration that the pandemic has had everybody in lockdown for, you know, three and a half months, and people just want something to do. It's important that people take the time to read and follow the instructions for use.
They need something to do, so they just want to blow something up.
Sandra, where do you live at?
Hi, good morning. I live in Oak Forest.
Okay, so they're shooting off fireworks over there, too?
Yes, and you know what? They did start as of May, too.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Your butt cheeks get sore because, like, every time you hear them, you got to, like, clinch for, like, a second because you're like, oh, what is that? Oh, you're so loud.
Sandra.
You know what? And everybody has a whole bunch of dogs everywhere and around the neighborhood. So, I mean, yes, it's the fact that there's so many fireworks going off since May.
That's a lot.
I feel so bad for the dogs. I have a dog myself.
I used to have a dog growing up, and I just remember during the 4th of July week, like, my dog would go crazy, like crazy.
100%.
Sandra, let me ask you this, though. What do the fireworks sound like as they're going off by your house?
Same way you did. way as yours.
How was it?
Boom.
Shakalaka. Boom. Shakalaka. Thanks for the call, Sandra. Hey, man, the point is this. I mean, listen, I get it, right? Like, you want to be doing something and you want to be, you know, you want to have the fireworks going maybe for the kids or whatever. But let's not forget, guys, it is illegal.
That's exactly what I was going
to say. Fireworks.
Aren't they illegal, though?
Old man Gabe and Nina.
We reinforce the law.
If I didn't have a baby, I'd be like, oh, where are the fireworks at? I want to see them.
I want a sparkler.
Now I got a baby. I'm like, please. Damn kids outside. Get off my grass. All right, I'm going to ask Nina a question about her deliveries.
Okay.
How they're going. First, I just want to touch on something really quickly.
Okay.
Nina, did you know? I hate to bring down the room. There were 100 101 people shot in Chicago this weekend.
No, I did not know.
I hate to bring down the room, guys. Sorry. But I just want to put that into perspective real quick. There were 100 people, 100 individuals that were shot this weekend in Chicago. 100. Where else in the world can 100 people get shot and it not be national news?
And not everybody know about it.
Imagine if you were in some small town in, I don't know, Mississippi, and 100 people got shot. Like, everyone would be talking about it in the entire world.
Nobody be leaving their houses.
So I just want to put that into perspective. In our city of Chicago, 101 people were shot over the weekend. Shot with a gun. Shooting. 101 of them.
Not okay.
Now, you and I both don't know what to do, right? But I feel like it is my duty to mention it so that way you can know that it is still happening despite the fact that we might ignore it.
Fair.
That's all I wanted to say about that. Now, to make things a little bit lighter.
Okay. As we transition.
No. I'll worry about the transition. Don't worry about it. What is this?
Abracadabra!
Okay. When you get packages delivered to your house, you know how you can put special instructions.
Right.
Do you have any special instructions on yours?
Mm-mm.
When I used to live in my building on Madison and Western, in order to get into the foyer, you had to, like, punch a code.
Right.
So I'd be like, hit pound, blah, 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 and then I'll let you in. And da-da. Well, this guy had a package delivered to his house, and he said, knock on the door 3 times and say abracadabra.
Oh, my God.
Abracadabra!
The lady did it. That's so funny.
And she's a good sport for doing that.
The funny thing is they caught it on camera and she runs away after she does it.
She's like, I said it. I gotta go.
Abracadabra.
Gotta go.
Anyway. That's so good.
See how we do? A little funny, a little serious.
Yeah. Right, that's when you knock on the door. I love you.
Now it's time for...
Yeah, I'd like to place an order.
Avocados make everything taste better. With Gabe and Nina on B96.
Because they do.
That's what they say. It's Gabe and Nina. It is B96. If you have your phones handy, you might want to go to our Facebook page at B96 Chicago. We are live.
We are.
Facebook Live. And I don't have a hoodie on. Nina does.
Oh, I have a t-shirt on.
Is that not a hood?
No. Where do you see my hair? I'm wearing a bun and my hair is coming down in the back.
What's going on with the neck part of your t-shirt?
Oh, this is a sports bra, so it's a thicker strap. I got my girls on.
If you want to see Nina's sports bra.
You know what? The real reason I'm wearing a sports bra today is to make sure that I go home and change and work out right after the show. So it's like, I'll get partially
ready.
Keep
yourself accountable.
Exactly.
All right, so we do this each and every Monday. What happens is we pick an item and we taste it by itself, and then we add some avocados to it to see if, in fact, avocados can make it taste better. Now, we've been asking you guys to give us suggestions that are in the form of summertime treats.
Right.
So that's why this one works out for me.
Yes, this one is Italian ice. I actually was trying to find those freezer pops, the ones in the plastic, but you can't find those anywhere.
I actually really do like Luigi's Italian ice. But Nina did something blasphemous and put it in the microwave.
Well, because they were frozen like a rock. We had to eat it in like a couple minutes.
It's ice.
What are you going to do? Wait for it to melt?
You just took your spoon right in.
Well, it was either stick it in the microwave or I was going to sit on it and try to warm it up. So which would you prefer?
They both would have worked, I think. All right. So Nina, why don't you go ahead. Now, Luigi's, if you're not familiar, they have them in the frozen section of your like grocery store. And it usually comes in like strawberry and lemon like combo packs. But this is just the lemon one.
This is the lemon, the refresher.
All right. So she's eating the Italian ice, the lemon Italian ice.
It's actually really good.
Well, scale from 1 to 10, Nina, what do you give it?
An 8.
Okay. That's solid.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
I think I would have liked like a different flavor. But normally I love lemon.
Okay.
So by itself, it's an 8.
So it's so good. She's eating it twice before she gets the avocado.
Well, I was going to scoop it.
Oh, okay. Now, this can't be. Hold on. Before you eat this, there you go. Get it zooming. Again, we are on Facebook Live right now. If you can see how disgusting, not even disgusting, how backwards. It's like we're in bizarro world right now that you're putting an avocado with some Italian ice.
But it's lemon, right? So, I don't know. This might be a texture thing.
She's eating it. But why don't you eat the rest of the ice? Eat the...
I was trying to get the avocado in there. Hold on.
Okay, Nina's trying. There's no way that you can slice up a... Who slices up an avocado? This is not Chipotle. You're not slicing up pieces of avocado and putting it on top of your Italian ice.
That's interesting.
Mario's. Mario's in Little Italy. Luke's on Harlem and Belmont.
I feel like I got to do it again. I'm confused. Like, this is really confusing my palate.
No, because it neutralizes it. Did it make it taste better? If it's confusing it, it couldn't have made it taste better.
No, actually, the ice mutes it. Like, all I feel is the avocado, like, texture in my mouth, but I don't taste it as much. If you were
like me, are in your car right now thinking to yourself, why are they disrespecting some beautiful Italian ice like that?
I should make some avocado Italian ice, like, actually blend it all up in there.
This is one of my favorites. The Luigi's Italian ice is actually one of my favorites.
Is it? Oh, well, good.
Because it's always on sale.
Hey, man, I'm pretty happy about it.
You know, Antonio's laughing because he knows.
It's only 100 calories for a little cup.
And it's 100 calories, exactly.
Can't go wrong.
All right.
Okay, let's see what you think.
This is so stupid. I can't believe this is.
Okay,
this
you have a really heaping pile of
I'm just going to eat that little side
of
right
ice. Well, you're not even going to get the flavor. Okay, so he's going in. And he's thinking about it as he swishes it around his mouth to get it all over. Okay, come on, drama. He's making like a disgusted face. There's no way you're that gross out. You're so dramatic. Doing the most.
The only way you can see this if you're on Facebook Live.
Let me tell you something.
Oh my God, I gotta eat some Italian ice to get rid of that disgusting.
It's not even disgusting. You can barely taste the avocado.
Let me tell you something, guys. If you would have seen my reaction on the Instagram video, it is absolutely disgusting. The aftertaste is like the worst possible aftertaste you could ever taste in your entire life.
Okay, you're going to watch the video and you're going, okay, Gabe.
It's worse than gingerbread cookies. Extra.
What? I love gingerbread cookies.
I'm just yelling out random stuff. It's worse than cottage cheese.
Hold on. Now you're getting wild. It's actually not, to me.
Do we have another spoon in here?
Yeah.
Antonio, please come over here.
Taste and see what he
says. This is telephone time. I just want an unbiased opinion because you guys think that I just hate on avocados and Italian ice.
Which is true. And actually, right telephone there. Tone's been pretty good. Your palate's similar to mine. Yeah,
even if you eat that right there, that's perfect. He's got a little scoop. Let me get the Facebook Live thing.
So you got to see your face. Hold on, I got to see your face. Okay. Telephone tone is going in.
There goes telephone tone. He's eating it. You got to wait for the aftertaste to hit.
Really let it get around on your taste buds. Wiggle it in there. What do you taste?
Look at the bitter beer face. He got it.
Oh, my God. No, right.
Oh, eat it again. No, it's your time's
up. Stop lying. You're such a liar.
We already saw it. If you're on Facebook Live watching this thing, you just saw telephone tone's face. Nope, don't care.
It's because it's cold. No, I care. How was it?
He already said it. He already had a bitter beer face.
He didn't say anything. He said it didn't make a difference.
He said it didn't make it taste better. Why are you trying to misquote the man?
Because I need somebody that likes avocados to understand what it tastes like.
If you want to watch the video or if you dare try it yourself, do it. Hopefully you're feeling good, Chicago, but maybe not this afternoon because it's going to be rainy.
Yeah.
So think of that good indoor activity because starting at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, it's going to be raining all day. So.
And sitting on your couch counts as an activity.
Drinking wine on your porch is just fine.
It counts.
It does. now, maybe in the front of your house, you might have something that could entertain you.
Okay.
And that's what this guy thought he was doing, entertaining his neighbors when he put this one specific item in front of his house. I'll tell you what it is in just a second. But has anyone seen anything in particular that's caught their eye in front of someone's house?
I mean, like around Halloween, you always see the skeletons and stuff. Okay. And I was saying when I was growing up outside my grandma's house, every neighbor on the block, this is in Baltimore, had flamingos and like big windmills.
Like real flamingos?
Like the lawn ones and then like lawn gnomes. And so one house had like 50 lawn gnomes. So that really did stand out to me.
I lost a bet to my friend James and we made a bet about something. I forgot what it was, but he's like, you owe me a gnome.
That's so cool.
And then I was like, oh, damn. All right. So I ended up buying him. I ended up buying him a smoking weed gnome.
That's hilarious. So like
the gnome is like smoking a bong and everything. And because I was like, you're not going to put this in front of your house. He has it right in front of his house. A gnome smoking a bong. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Anybody rolls up there, this is going to be fun. Or the trick-or-treaters, parents are like, let's go to this house.
Or you're like, this house got good snacks. It's like one or the other. But anyway, so this one guy, though, it wasn't a gnome. It wasn't a flamingo.
Okay.
When they told me I was under arrest, I was like, oh, and I had to go down to the station, handcuffs and everything.
Okay, first of all, think to yourself, what could he have possibly put in front of his house that got him arrested?
A naked person.
A naked person? Tom?
I'm going to go with naked person on today.
When they told me I was under arrest, I was like, oh, and I had to go down to the station, handcuffs and everything. That caught me a little off guard. They were nice enough to give me a ride back home, but that seems a little excessive for some artwork in the front yard. I mean, they could have just asked to take it down.
Okay.
What was the artwork?
A couple things here. One, when do you get arrested and get a ride home?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to put that up. Just like sidebar, real quick. He got arrested and they just put him. Yeah, we could discuss on Instagram, whatever you want to do. But the artwork, air quotes, was a 7-foot penis.
I knew it was something. Why are you going to get arrested for that?
Because you can't put a 7-foot
penis. Why? Oh my God. You guys, the Michelangelo or whatever out there in Italy.
That was like a 7-millimeter peepee.
That's why he got arrested, because the peepee was 7 foot and not a little one.
And then you know how, like, when you go see, like, museum, when you go to a museum and you see, like, a bust, you know, of somebody's face, the nose is all, like, rubbed off the wrong. Oh, no. You know where I'm going with this. Anyway.
Okay.
Be smart out there. Summertime's approaching. Just don't get arrested.
Just don't put a pee-pee outside of your house and you will be safe.
Because I'm telling you, the Chicago cops are not going to drop you off afterwards. That's 96.
I got in trouble for telling my friend I love you this weekend. Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. I was telling Gabe because I'm so sad about this. Now, the friend that I said I love you to happens to be a guy. All right. Well, not in that way, though. This is a friend of mine for a long time. He just got a new job, and I sent him a text over the weekend and was like, I'm so excited for you. I love you. I miss you. Heart. Okay. To me, perfectly innocent, totally normal.
But you know how it is, Nina, when you, like, if your mom sends you a message and it's like, hey, why haven't you called me yet? In our mind, we hear, hey, why haven't you called me yet? And then the girl hears, you know, your mom is hearing, hey, honey, why haven't you called me yet? Right? So when you put, like, I love you, I miss you, heart, da 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 da, in your mind, you're like, oh my God, I love you, I miss you, honey face.
Right.
Like, and right. And then a girl sees, I love you, I miss you. Here's my heart for you.
And that's what happened. His girl saw and she got mad and he had to tell me not to text him like that anymore. You guys, I'm not even allowed to tell my friend I love you anymore. I won't do it because I don't want to disrespect his girl, but I feel some kind of way about it. Makes me sad. That's my friend of a long time. Yeah. We're talking over 10 years.
Yeah, I just think it's, I don't think you should ever text a man or a woman that's in a relationship, serious relationship, with that kind of stuff. I think you should be censoring yourself because of the potential possibility that it gets misinterpreted.
I don't even know what to say right now. Like,
How come?
Because.
Especially you, because you're the jealous type. So if your man had any messages like that, not to say that you would get extremely jealous right. over it, but you would feel, you 1,000% would feel a certain type of way, especially if that person was not familiar with your relationship or you or
She hasn't met me, but she knows of me because I haven't lived back in Seattle for a while.
That's my point, though. Like, if your boyfriend was getting messages from somebody you never met and it was that, you personally, I know you. You would be, it would bother you. Not that it would make you upset.
Well, I'm bothered on the other end now. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but like, that sucks. Like, I don't get to say I love you.
Even when you text me with a heart emoji, I delete it.
What? All right, that's cool.
Me a telephone tone.
I'll just keep my love to myself. I've texted telephone tone with hearts before, too.
Yeah, but
I'm pretty sure. Oh, he's saying I haven't. I'll do it right now. Here it goes. Thank you for all of your hard work, telephone tone. Heart, heart, heart.
Okay.
I'm just a lovey person. I don't mean any flirtation by it.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. If my girl got that text message, I'll feel a certain type of way, too. Again, it's not that I'm saying, like, it's not that you would jump to the conclusion, like, oh, are y'all sleeping together or y'all have a secret relationship? It's just there's a level of comfort that shouldn't be crossed, a line where the level is. So here you go. Lines are open, right?
This is great. Yeah, yeah. So I'd love to hear.
The phone number is 877-591-9696, right? You're hearing this little conversation that we're having, and I'm sure that you're either on one or the other side, one side or the other. You're with me where you're like, nah, Gabe, I get that. I got to get deleted.
Where you're like me, and you're like, I just love my friends. I'm not allowed to give love anymore.
Okay. 877-591-9696. Are you breaking up relationships?
Oh, my God.
Or are you? No, I'm just playing. Call us up now. We want your opinion. We'll talk to you next. It's B96.
If you send your friend a text message and you say, I love you, you would think that would be a good thing, right? Well, I did it, and I got in trouble because his girl felt some kind of way.
Now, you never met the guy? All right, she's never met you before.
No, but we've been friends for 10 years. She knows of me.
All right, she doesn't know if you guys slept together at some point.
But we didn't. I'll call her up right now and be like, listen, it didn't happen. Anyway, Gabe, why are you looking at me like that? It really didn't. He's really a platonic friend. Why is this weird? I'm not laughing. Danny, all right. Danny and Pilsen.
Yes.
If one of your friends from a long time texts you, I love you, are we allowed to do that anymore?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely more on your side because I was thinking if your partner is feeling some type of way about a longtime friend saying I love you, you're just sort of willing to entertain a level of insecurity that I feel like you shouldn't have in a relationship.
Interesting. So you could create a boundary right there.
I mean,
that's an opportunity.
I mean, listen, okay, Danny, I hear what you're saying, right? I mean, okay, if we all are going to pretend that we're just going to take the high road in every situation that exists in the world, then yes, of course we can do that. But we're all regular human beings here. And let's really, I mean, you can tell me what the politically correct answer is. Come on, she's insecure. They should be able to do that. But the reality is, if you see that, I'm not trying to say that to make a big stink about it, but it's going to make you feel a certain type of way. Like a little bit. No, Danny? Not even a little bit?
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm not saying that someone isn't allowed to feel that way, but I think that if you're in a relationship, just talk it out. And it's not, it's politically correct. It's that you should always just strive to be better. So if you're a little bit insecure, just talk, work it through.
Okay, I appreciate that, Danny.
Thanks for the call, Danny.
Because you're asking somebody to just be more aware of a scenario. I like that.
Carmella in Warrenville, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, so are you just, you see that in your man's phone? Never met the girl in your life. Is it no big deal? Or how are you handling that?
So I'm with Nina on this. So I've had my best friend. He's a guy, and we've been best friends since fifth grade. So well over 10 years, like how Nina was putting it. And, I mean, so my whole family is Italian. So, I mean, we've always been, like, kiss hello and all of that. So, I mean, every time we're even on the phone and we, like, hang up, because, I mean, he's a paramedic, so I mean, like, I check in on him, make sure that he's doing okay. Yeah. But I mean, like, even then, I'm just like, okay, bye, like, love you. Like, just to know that I'm, like, there 100%. For him. And I mean, he does the same thing.
I get that, Carmella. Let's switch the roles, right? Because I think that's what's important here. So you would feel zero, like, not even one inkling of a way if you saw a text message like that come through from a woman you never met before?
So if it was a woman I've never met before, then I could see it. Like, I see it from both.
Hold on. I'm cutting you off because both people called up and said, it's not a big deal. And then when I put them in the situation, they're like, okay, I can see how you could feel like that. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because they get it. Like, it does make you sad as the friend that's saying I love you because the friend is insecure. So I don't know. So if she meets me, would that change how I can talk to him?
For me personally,
yeah.
No. That's my own personal opinion, right? That's me. Like, if I meet some dude that knows my girl, I still don't want him texting her, I love you so much, hearts, eye emojis, and kissy faces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but once you get to know a person, you know that's just how they communicate. I love you to everybody.
And I'd be like, again, this is my personal opinion.
Uh-huh.
I would be like, well, you need to change how you talk to my girl. Yeah, because I don't like it.
Well, and that's fair.
Yeah. Again, my personal opinion. Right? Because you can tell the person that you care about them and all that without doing all that stuff.
How? Well, I mean, you can show them like I care about you and stuff, but.
So you asked how and then answered it. That's what I'm saying.
I think part of my love language, though, is like saying things.
Yeah. But you're also a very flirtatious individual. So for you to be doing that to somebody and then all of a sudden their girlfriend has to like be the person to decipher which one it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you are a flirty person. You would send that very same text message to somebody that you were dating. So then it's like,
they don't get I love yous.
Okay. Sorry. Thanks for the call.
It's
I appreciate
true,
it. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What do you think about this situation?
I agree with both again, but like once you meet the girl, I think that she'll understand that you're not a threat.
Right.
Right.
Because you haven't met her, she probably is like, who is this?
Right. And I think that's what it is. Like, there's the potential of there being a threat there. There isn't. We know that. I know
no,
you.
No, there absolutely
you know,
isn't.
You're not like that with this guy.
No.
But the fact that it exists there, I guess what I'm more so trying to say is, are you then going
to...
So,
I'm not going
right,
to do it.
Right, because he asked you not to do it.
He asked me not to do it, and I'm going to respect her.
wait, can we live there for a second? Hey, Means.
You can't tell me that you love me.
You can't tell me you love me with hearts anymore, all right?
Okay, that's fine. Suck it. Is that better? Oh, no, you can't say that either.
So who are you more bummed out with? The guy for having to tell you and not explaining to his girl or the girl for being jealous?
I think I'm bummed that she's jealous because I don't want her to feel that way. And I think I'm bummed because I can't freely express myself. And at the same time, I do get it, but it sucks that we're at this place where we can't even be like, that's my friend, I love you.
Yeah. Well, listen, Eric on the north side said you should be able to say whatever you want, right, Eric?
Eric, I love you.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Eric, watch out. Your girl might be listening right now.
No, I don't have anybody, so I'm not worrying about it.
That's why he doesn't care. We got a guy that's like, Nina should say whatever she wants. Well, you don't got a girlfriend, bro.
You know what, though? You got to look at it this way. If you have a friend for so long, like the other people have been saying, you know, it's your friend. You know, and the girl that you're with or the guy that you're with, if they're not comfortable being with you, with the friends that you have, you know, then
Eric. Some people like a little jealousy.
I mean, some people just aren't jealous. I get that.
If Nina got text messages from a dude like that and her dude didn't say anything, she'd be like, what? What, you not jealous? You don't care about what they
do? You not care about me? What, do you want to break up? Do you not want to be with me anymore?
We are both of us, Nina and I, we're the most confused morning show that exists out there. We play devil's advocate, but we want everything. We're just like selfish.
You guys are our sanity. Thank you.
It's favorite, Nina.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.